Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Stick around on the podcast for...
I ran around the store screaming, wiener, 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 I love wieners!
I mean, Kelly can relate, right?
That was not me, by the way. It was not me.
Little kid drunk adult stories, plus group therapy. And what happens when you get a bunch of expensive items like furniture from a relative, but you hate their style?
And they just keep showering you with amazingly generous gifts that you do not like at all.
My daughter got her wisdom teeth out, and so we dive into the weird anesthesia stories that you have.
They did not disappoint.
Can we make it spicy? Setting the bar stories and so much more.
Welcome to the Monday podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Let's get to a couple clickbait headlines. These are the headlines that you see go across your feed, but don't waste the time on the click. We'll do it for you. Are we doing the seasons all wrong?
Doing the seasons all wrong? How can we do them differently? Let's click.
So, first day of fall is today.
Yeah. We had the fall decor in full, going full steam ahead. I think we did that pretty much when we went back to school. That's when we switched. Mm. How about you?
I think once September hits, we transfer. We don't go full pumpkins, but we change to more like sunflowers sort of motif.
Oh,
anyways, we're getting away from
the
it.
Pumpkins. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. So are we doing the seasons all wrong? So I guess there's someone online who's claiming that it's been fall for weeks and proposed we redate the four seasons. The breakdown should be spring should start as soon as daylight savings kicks in.
Okay.
So March 8th, okay, would be next year.
Which is just a couple of weeks earlier, right? Because that's March 21st.
Yeah. And then saying summer should start around June 1st and stop on August 31st.
Just do Memorial Day, because we always say that's the official start of summer anyway.
Yeah,
right?
I feel like Memorial Day to Labor Day. Let's just do that as summer.
Make it
simple. And then once September hits, it's fall. Even if it's 95 degrees, the leaves are falling, NFL on TV, football, back to school, all that, it should be fall.
Exactly.
Then winter should begin on Black Friday.
Oh, okay.
So that is the proposed seasons. Again, it's just one person's opinion. But yeah, it was enough to create an article.
We were literally talking about this yesterday with my son. We were like, okay. Yeah, but okay.
Like seasoning the seasons.
Yes, adjusting
the dates for the seasons.
So we're not talking, let's start calling summer winter.
No.
Right. We're just saying let's slightly adjust the dates because it kind of feels like that anyway.
Yeah.
That's basically what we're saying.
Yeah. I get that.
Okay.
One other one. This state has zero tolerance policy towards TPing.
Oh, like,
did you ever
time-honored tradition, core memory activity of tossing toilet paper rolls over trees and stuff in someone's yard?
Yeah, did you ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
Now, did you get your house TP'd or did you do the TPing?
No, we were the TPing, so it was a sleepover thing at Heather's house. And, well, we lived really close to Matt's house where all the football guys were staying. So, yeah, we sleepover fun. So, yeah.
And then TP'd Matt's house?
Yeah, TP'd Matt's house.
Mm.
Yeah.
Did he know it was you guys?
Totally.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a mystery.
Nah.
Gotcha. Yeah, my house got TP'd, I think, once when I was in high school. And I don't think I ever actually went out and did any of the TP'ing myself.
You were just with the group that did?
Anyways, yeah. No. My house got TP'd.
You were the victim.
Yeah.
Well, you probably had to clean it up, so you're like, I'm not doing this to anybody else.
Yeah, so I guess it's in the town of Jessup, Iowa.
Oh.
They have banned TPing and perpetrators. So you, Kelly, could have been arrested and charged with trespassing, criminal mischief, and illegal dumping, and disorderly conduct.
Wow, that is a rap sheet for that.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
All right. I get it. If it rains, man, that really makes it complicated.
Yeah, but like TPing is usually done as a prank by, you know, kids, high schoolers, things like that, not hardened criminals.
Right.
Yeah. So even
in Jessup, that makes you a hardened criminal.
Well, even Jessup police know that you may think this is a bit over the top. They understand that this may seem extreme.
Okay.
But they're like, it happens year after year and to the same persons. That's harassment. We've got to draw the line.
Okay.
So,
all right. They're kind of coming towards repeat offenders. It's what I'm hearing.
Maybe.
Okay.
So there you go. That's your clickbait headlines here this morning.
Well, they're still having some fun in Jessup.
I guess. Well,
I didn't think really people did that anymore. It kind of felt like an our generation thing.
An old school sort of thing.
An old school, kind of like the ding dong ditch, but now people are.
They've got ring cameras,
and so
you can't really do that anymore.
Deterred that,
right? Technology just ruins everything.
Yep.
So there you go. Clickbait headlines on 99.7 JX. Coming up next, we got a feel good story for you.
I mean, how about an 82-year-old, 83-year-old grandma tubing for the first time?
Like being drug on the back of a boat?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Wait until you hear how she liked it. This is great.
It's coming up next on 99.7 JX. Feel good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Hella K.
I saw this and I was like, this is amazing.
Okay.
So this post said, when my brother asked my 83-year-old grandma to go tubing with him, there was zero hesitation.
Mm.
It was a chilly day on Torch Lake. She wasn't dressed for the occasion. She's literally wearing a hoodie and leggings.
Oh.
But she strapped on a life jacket.
Oh, wow.
And went for it.
Okay.
And we're so proud of her. Hit clip one.
What am I getting into? Help me.
One hand here, one hand here.
Good job.
Let's go. I loved it.
I am happy. Oh, my God. This is so funny.
She loved it.
She loved it. She's like, yes. And she's like, can I go again? Absolutely amazing. And she said, by the way, by luck of the family members on board, we had two lifeguards, a rescue swimmer, a nurse, and a geriatric PT helping her out. So she was in good hands.
Wow.
For anybody that might be rolling into the comments going, I can't believe you let your grandma do that. That's so dangerous. Blah, blah, all the things. But she, just getting her on the tube is pretty hysterical.
Too. Okay.
Because grandma didn't know the technique.
Right.
She's just kind of sitting there at first and she almost falls off. They're like, no, you got to flip on your belly, hang on. And then she, you know, she had a family member, a nice strapping young man, like on there with her.
Oh, wow.
You know, helping her out and going with her and all the things. But it is the funnest looking thing. I mean, this is goals. Like
you want to be able to be 83 years old and be able to get on the back of a
sure. Be able to do that and love it and want to do it again. Because I it was a couple years ago when I went tubing for the last time.
And did you just get over being sore?
I think I'm still sore. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My sister and I went together and I forgot how much strength it requires to hang on for dear life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's much, but she loved it. You can see it. We've put it on our story on Instagram. It's pretty fantastic. At Ben and Kelly Show.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for this fun little trophy I have in my hand.
So majestic.
Yeah, losers go first. Kelly, was that you?
I think it was you, sir.
Oh, was it me?
I think it was you.
Okay.
You took yourself out, I want to say.
Kelly, a pirate!
It is National Talk Like a Pirate Day. This makes sense.
A pirate goes to the doctor, asks for the moles on his back to be checked. Doc says they're benign. Pirate says, check again, matey, there be 10.
Got it. Be 9. They be 10. Got it.
Yeah. You laugh, you lose.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I'm so old, I remember when paper bags were destroying the world and plastic was going to save us all.
Okay. All right. Hey, Kelly.
Statement joke. Yeah.
Where do pirates put their trash?
Well, we got a theme. Where do pirates put their trash?
In the garbage.
Yes, they do. I am going to love this theme. This is going to be a fun episode. Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
You know, we do not throw away perfectly good food in this house.
Okay.
No, we put it in Tupperware and wait for it to go bad, and then we throw it away.
Ah, you know what? I do the same. I do the same. Mm-hmm. Hey, Kelly, I accidentally ordered a bulk lot of like 12 pencil sharpeners. I mean, it was a dollar from the stationery store, but I was going to send them back. But then I thought to myself, think of the shavings.
Think of the shavings. Indeed.
Think of the shavings.
The shavings and the savings. Yes.
I should go back to pirate jokes.
The pirate jokes were killing. All right. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
You know hackers?
I've heard of them.
Hackers need to step up their game.
Yeah.
They need to delete everyone's loans, bad credit, mortgages. That'd be great if they could just do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're doing the wrong thing.
Exactly.
They are.
They could be heroes here.
You know, Kelly, tonight I'm preparing Himalayan rabbit stew for dinner.
Sounds tasty.
I found Himalayan in the road.
Yes. Wow. Wow.
Tomorrow, I'm going to prepare Himalayan raccoon stew.
You should have stopped. You should have stopped right there. You had it. You had it. It was a good punchline. Know where the out is.
Okay.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
You know, driving by myself is so tiring.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be the lead singer, backup singer, dancer, drummer, and guitarist.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You're right. It's all
for
you.
The car concert?
It's all you.
It's much.
Okay. Hey, Kelly, if you're looking for Quasimodo, not sure if you were.
Mm-hmm.
He's round back.
Literally has a round back. Cute.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Came home. My dog peed a little because... Happy to see me.
Ah, yes.
Yep. None of my friends pee when they see me, though. I'm kind of surrounded by fakes.
Yeah. If it makes you feel any better, Kelly.
Do you pee when you see me?
Hey, Kelly, my friends told me that I couldn't do poetry because of dyslexia.
Oh.
But I've already made a vase, a bowl, and a mug. So I sure showed them.
Sure did. Sure did.
Poetry.
Yep. Yep. Stop. Just stop.
Okay.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I'm doing great today. Do you know why?
Why?
Do you know why?
Why?
Finally, my bills are washed, my laundry's paid, my clothes are baking, and dinner's in the dryer. I have got this.
Okay. Someone needs to probably check on you.
I'm doing great.
Hey, Kelly, the other day I had to turn off my Bunsen burner, remove my goggles, and I had to ask my wife, hey, what did you say? You know what she said?
What'd she say?
She's like, this is not what I meant by experimenting in the bedroom.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Husband said, I'm not my husband, by the way.
Go ahead. I'm picturing it anyways.
Wife crashed the car again today.
Oh, okay.
She told the cops the man she collided with was on his cell phone and drinking a can of beer.
Uh-huh.
Cops said he can do what he likes in his own living room.
Oh. Wow. Wow. Did that one hit a little?
Because she crashed the car into his living
house.
Room.
Right. Yeah. I got it, Kelly.
Did you see that? And I've had three car accidents in a year's time.
I know.
None of which I was responsible
you're
for.
You're doing great.
It just kind of made sense for me to deliver that joke. Right?
Yeah. You're doing great. You're doing great. You're
it's
doing
fine.
Great.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
All right,
the
there it is.
The clothes are baking and the bills are washed.
Yeah,
it's
you sound
be a
like
great
you're doing
day.
A great. Yeah, everything's great.
It's a great day.
All right, wonderful. Let's all say a quick prayer to Kelly. Hope
thank
that
you.
She makes it through this weekend.
Also, shout out to Jay Razors who says, "I love hot moms and she's funny too." Thank you, Jay.
Thanks.
Razors.
But I'm a dad. All right, that's You Laugh, You Lose on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the bit.
All right, this is Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Listen, if you can manage to make it through the day without threatening to cook the students when you're the bus driver, you're doing okay.
What exactly, how was he using the term?
Now listen, Harvey is 75. Okay. Probably needs to think about retiring.
Oh, like his patience level is not there anymore?
Yeah, so
you kind of have to have an extraordinary level of patience for that job.
So Harvey told the kids, he drives a school bus, by the way, in Pennsylvania.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
He told the kids to close all the windows and then turned the heat on full blast, Apparently, it was 74 outside. Inside, it was between 95 and 100 degrees. Parents say their kids got off the bus crying and sweaty. And
what in the world? Why?
He was wanting them to quiet down. And he said, I'm going to cook you all, and threatened to bring a paddle the next day.
Oh, wow.
The kids on the bus, they're not high schoolers. They're between the ages of 5 and 12. So kindergartners to middle school.
Yeah, no, they're going to be rowdy. That's just, yeah. That's the way. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Harvey
probably isn't a bus driver anymore.
Right, exactly. So Harvey got a little early retirement, not going to be driving for the district ever again. I assumed that they were rowdy. It's unclear what set him off.
Okay.
Or all right. What
so
he
they may
thought,
not have even been too rowdy.
Right. Or what he thought the mobile sauna would actually accomplish.
Yeah, no, that's probably going to make them even worse.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be even more upset. Yeah.
And isn't Harvey in the bus, too? Like,
yes.
Wouldn't he feel the effects of the heat as well?
And that can't be good for him driving.
A 75-year-old?
Yes.
Yeah, that all sounds a bit crazy. So.
Wow. He needs some better tools. There's all these other stories of other bus drivers who are fantastic.
Who are doing great.
Who encourage the kids. They all love them. Yes. And let's try to go that direction.
Right.
We have some problem kids on the bus, try killing them with kindness. How about that?
Yeah, not cooking them. Not cooking them.
No.
Yeah.
Different expression. Just let's try some positivity. Let's try to win them over with, let's do some fist bumps when they get on there. Let's start them off by saying, you're going to have a great day. Or if they're on their way home, did you have a great day? Yeah. You're going to have a great evening.
Yeah. Set them up for success.
Love you guys. Yeah. Set them up for success.
Set them up for success.
Yeah.
Don't do that, guy. And that's why it's a setting the bar story.
Wow.
If you can manage to make it through the day without threatening to cook the students when you're Harvey, their bus driver, you're doing okay.
Oh, he was even charged.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. That's your setting the bar story. What's the strangest thing you've put on your face? I'm talking like for skincare. It's 99.7 DJX. I go into the bathroom yesterday and on the sink, there is a bottle of lotion, and I look at it because I didn't recognize the, the little box or container.
Sure.
And it's snail mucus.
Oh, yes. I have seen, viral videos that is amazing skincare, and so, I haven't brought myself to try it yet.
So I asked my wife.
Yeah.
I'm like, snail mucus, huh?
Uh-huh.
Like, wow.
Honest trend.
It comes in a bottle. And she's like, now to be fair, I'm a little late on the eight ball with the beauty trend. This has been a thing that has been a thing for a year or so.
Yeah.
But she said it just popped up at Kroger. And so once it got to that level, I was like, all right, I'll try it.
The universe is telling me to try it.
Right, exactly. I don't have to go to some specialty boutique or anything like that to get snail mucus.
Order it from some iffy website on Instagram.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's there at the K. Rogers. And so it's like, all right, well, let's give it a try. So it's snail mucus. And I'm just happy that I don't have to extract it myself anymore.
Right.
That
it comes, don't have to farm it. Yeah.
Right.
Cultivate
farm it myself.
Naturally. Yeah.
Cultivate it. So you've heard of it?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
The little testimonials seem convincing, the little befores and afters.
Okay. So you haven't dove into the world of snail mucus either.
No, I have not.
Now, is that a thing where it's just you haven't done it because it's just.
Oh, I considered it.
Not in your wheelhouse, or
just,
is the thought of it.
Well, I can tend to break out and react pretty violently. You've seen my face blow up when, so I kind of have to be careful with what I try on my face. So I think I've just been a little trepidatious. Because, probably not going to go to the dermatologist and say, hey, have you seen this trendy skincare thing on TikTok? And expect them to say, yeah, try that. Yeah, I know I'm not going to get the sign off from the derm. Like, they're not going to ever say, hey, whatever you saw on TikTok that everybody's buying up that says is amazing and miraculous for your face, it's probably not going to get the stamp of approval.
Well, yeah, like I said, it's it wasn't a thing until it made it to Kroger. And then it's
me know if it works miracles on your wife's face.
All right.
I might be willing to dive in because then I'll know someone that had a good experience, not a stranger that might be getting compensated for telling me about it on TikTok.
Victoria said, I rub raw honey on my face and just sit there like Winnie the Pooh.
Oh.
Waiting for it to detox my pores.
Okay.
All right.
That
so that's
sounds great.
Raw honey, not heard of that.
Well, and we've heard mayonnaise is good for the hair, very moisturizing, and I think also good for the face.
But well, yeah, I've Lisa said I mash up avocado, put it on my face.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aaron said, I've used cold coffee grounds as a scrub.
Oh.
Yep. Smell like Starbucks all day.
I have heard that that is good.
The cold coffee grounds?
Yeah.
Interesting. Like, do you just do the cold coffee grounds or do you like mix it in something?
I don't know. I haven't tried it, but I've seen that people use it in some way.
Okay.
But Amanda
yeah.
says, I legit keep spoons in my freezer.
Yeah.
Yes. And press them under the eyes.
Yep.
When I wake up looking like a raccoon. Yep.
I was going to say,
that's a little life hack.
I feel like we don't have the cold spoons in the freezer, but we do have like some sort of roller or something.
Like rose quartz roller.
Maybe.
Yeah,
but
we did that.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
And you just keep it in the... Laura says, once a week, I smear Greek yogurt on my face and tell my husband I'm fermenting beauty.
Okay. Don't worry about it, honey. Fermenting beauty over here.
I'm going to come out of this looking amazing.
Yeah, Pam
and
rubs
thank
a
me later.
Slice of raw potato in her cheeks. Again, TikTok. Okay.
Right.
Wonder how that works.
I need to know if it works.
Yeah, I don't know.
People say they try this. Tell us if it works.
I don't know.
Yeah, Jenny says, I slather on Vaseline like I marinate myself before bed. Apparently, it's called slugging, but I just look like a glazed donut.
Okay, so we've got snail mucus and we've got slugging.
See, now, I would say my derm would probably sign off on that because they're like, Vaseline is the safest thing you can put on your face. So, like, when my face blew up from reacting to something I did... he was like, Vaseline.
Well, yeah, Vaseline doesn't have any like fragrances or anything like that added to it. So, yeah, I could totally see that. Isabel, I've used pickle juice as a toner. Okay.
Ew.
As a toner? What does that mean? No. As a toner?
Well, so the toner is like one of the steps in the skincare routine. So
okay.
You wash your face, you put the toner on before you put serums and moisturizers because it's supposed to kind of like prep it.
Yeah.
Your pores from being able to... take in the serums and all the things better.
Carrie says, I'm currently using beef tallow, beeswax, and honey as a skincare.
Seen all that.
All right.
Yeah.
Another
beef tallow is the hotness, too. A lot of people talking about that. I bought some.
Someone else texted in frozen breast milk.
Okay, that's a little extreme.
What are you doing with that, though? Are you rubbing it on your body?
I don't know. Yeah, like, I'm going to need that explained.
Yeah, I was going to say,
not heard that
just the frozen breast milk was texted. It's like, okay, what are you doing with that?
Right. And do you have some to spare? Because like when I was in that world, I was just trying to keep up with the demand. I didn't have any like leftover.
You know, if it's in a plastic bag, you know, if then I could see how you could use that
like
instead of like the frozen spoons, you know, that someone had said earlier.
All right.
So, anyways.
Oh, Renee, I once used Pepto-Bismol as a face mask. The pink color made me look like Patrick from SpongeBob.
Sure. All right.
I've not heard of that.
I have not heard of Pepto-Bismol as a face mask, but
that'll help your tummy, but didn't know it was going to help your face.
Do what you got to do. So, all right. Well, I'll keep you posted on snail mucus and how well.
Is this like night one or how long have we been using it? Do we know?
Don't know.
Okay.
Don't know.
That matters because I'm going to need to know like how soon I can see results.
I need it to be instantaneous.
Yes. If I could get like instant within a couple hours results, even better.
All right. It's 99.7 EJX. Let's get to a feel good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
There's kind of a lot of elements. Survival, coming out on the other side, a dance at a wedding.
Okay.
75-year-old Charlene Kirby working on a ranch in Colorado when she somehow broke her leg.
Ooh.
She was alone and a quarter mile from her house. This was 7 o'clock at night. She crawled for 14 hours through darkness and cold to reach safety. Inside Edition had her story.
I knew immediately that I had broke my femur.
And when you break your femur, it's potentially deadly, isn't it?
It can be. It wasn't even a thought in my mind to stay there. It's like I need to get to my house and call an ambulance.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she, thank goodness, did. And after spending a month in rehab, after getting treatment, she ended up dancing at her grandson's wedding.
Wow.
Yeah. Kind of amazing stuff, right? Like, make a movie out of that. I would watch it.
There you go.
It's pretty incredible. Like, think of all the things that she, and just having to, 14 hours of crawling with a broken leg.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot. You can see her amazing story. We got it on our website, WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aguiar Injury Lawyers.
Sabrina Thon, we were blessing you with Sabrina Carpenter and chances to win 4 tickets, hotel, gas for her concert in November, courtesy of Republic Records and Coil Automotive here on 99.7 DJX. And got to get the winner. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, is Jessica there?
Hello?
Jessica?
Yes.
Hey, it's Ben Davis and Kelly Kay from 99.7 DJX. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Thanks for answering the phone early this morning.
Of course.
Wanted to give you a quick call and let you know that you, 3 friends, hotel, Nashville, Sabrina Carpenter. Congratulations, you're the winner.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that is amazing. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Wow, that's incredible.
Tell your husband, like, thank you. There's a guy calling you. Why is there a guy calling you right now at this time of the morning? What is going on? He sounds hideous.
He sounds hideous?
Well, I will pass that along.
Jessica Turner, congratulations. Yes, you, 3 friends get to head to Nashville on our dime. Hotel stay, 4 tickets to see Sabrina Carpenter in concert. And we're also going to hook you up with gas money to get there.
Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Yeah. I sound hideous. It's terrible.
See, that was a little reference to the State Farm commercial. Don't you remember?
Sure.
We're calling it really odd hours.
Right, odd hours. That's right. Hey, you know what? That just shows you it pays to answer the phone and to enter with 99.7 EJX. Because
like 99.7% part of the time, it's going to be probably telemarketing.
It's,
or it could be us.
Or it could be us. All right, so congrats, Jessica. Sabrina Carpenter, thanks to Republic Records and Coil Automotive for helping make that happen here on 99.7 EJX. Pretty cool. By the way, we've got Ed Sheeran tickets to give away coming up here in about a half an hour. Ed Sheeran also going to Nashville. Hey, you know, we've got the KFC Yum Center here.
I was waiting for to start to get salty about all that.
It's not just Nashville! I mean, Nashville's great, sure. It's a fun city to visit. But
sure, road tripping is fun.
But, we've got the Yum Center here, too. So, yeah, congrats, Jessica. You're the big winner here on 99.7 DJX. That's pretty cool. All right, so coming up next, I don't understand necessarily Maybe I do. Understand why Trisha is upset with all these really expensive gifts that her family continues to bless her with.
Okay. But I feel like we need to issue a little word of caution to the peanut gallery. Like, let's be nice.
Okay. Aren't they always nice?
They can roll in with some pretty harsh criticism.
Aren't they always nice?
They sometimes put the brutal in the honesty.
All right, fine. We'll say that. Let's mind our P's and Q's. Coming up next on 99.7 EJX. All right, let's do some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Now listen. Let's be nice.
Don't make Kelly use her mom voice on you.
Exactly. Trisha, in quotes, says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, need some advice before I either hurt someone's feelings or end up with a house full of furniture I don't like."
Oh, no.
I'm 30, married. My husband and I are just starting out. A close family member who's very well off has been buying us really generous gifts. We're talking, this is amazing, right?
Nice.
But they're doing it without asking us. We're talking a whole couch set, lamps, even a very nice dining room table. The problem is their taste is nothing like ours. I am super grateful for the thought and generosity, but I really don't want any of this stuff in my house.
Oh.
My mom says just to accept it, not say anything, but I feel like it's getting out of control. Mm. Like, I don't want to seem ungrateful or sound like a heartless bee. But I also don't want to keep filling our home with things we didn't pick out.
Okay.
So how do you tell a family member who's only trying to be helpful that you don't want them buying you these really expensive gifts anymore? Is there a polite way to say thanks, but no thanks in this situation?
Hey, can you have the best? I mean, can you do both? Like,
what do you mean?
I don't know. Can you just
mix their stuff in with your stuff?
I mean, not really.
I mean, not gonna have a cohesive, like, your taste being on display if theirs is completely opposite than what you want to pick out.
Okay, so you, okay, help me here. Did they already buy this stuff for them, and it's already in their house, right?
Yeah. Couch set, lamps, okay, very nice dining room table. Sounds like it's there.
Yeah, so I kind of understand why she's like, this isn't my style. And, you know, if their family is anything like, you know, my family, it's like brought up, oh, hey, how's that couch set I got you?
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's really presumptuous if they just went ahead and bought it and have it, mm-hmm, had it delivered to their, mm-hmm, house, mm-hmm, without asking them, hey, we would love to help furnish the house. You know, we'd love to pitch in and help buy some stuff. Doesn't sound like they even gave them the heads up, like, we're going to buy you stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it just sounds like the way she wrote it just kind of showed up, she's trying to acknowledge this is really overly generous, very sweet and nice, but
sure. I understand. It's super nice, super, you know, all the things, but it's not your style. So,
Your home is your sanctuary. You want to fill it with the stuff you love.
It's time to have that conversation and just be like, hey, you know what? I appreciate it. We'll handle it from here. Or maybe you offer to, hey, I'd love to be a part of this. You know,
I'd love to be a part of your gift giving to us.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Can we go shopping together?
Can we do that together? All right. 502-795-1997. Maybe you've been in a situation where you've been getting gifts and not wanting them because of it's just not your thing. How did you approach it? Maybe it's not something as expensive as couch sets or anything like that, but
yeah,
I think it's still
that's bold. Like, it is interesting that the family member didn't stop to think that, oh, are they going to like something like this?
Well, or it's just
a bunch of money.
Yeah, it's probably just a thing where they're like, hey, you know, why wouldn't they like this? It's a free couch set. This is
sure.
We love it. Why wouldn't they love it?
Yes. Oh, but still. Oh, man. And
yeah.
If you are a very well-off family member thinking of doing something like this, maybe we check in first.
Yeah, this is
We check in first and say, hey, we'd love to do this for you.
Yeah. All right, 502-795-1997. That's what group therapy is all about. Take some of your stories on the way. So what happens when you've got a family member who just rains expensive presents upon you and you don't like them?
And their furniture for your house.
It's 99.7 DJX. That's where we are with group therapy and Trisha, who has an overly well-off member of the family. She didn't identify who it was, but they have been gifting. And maybe it's a thing where they gift other people, members of the family, like some stuff. Sounds like they're very generous and that their heart is in the right place type
exactly.
of family member, right?
But their taste isn't in the right place.
Their taste does not align with Trisha's. And like we're assuming Trisha's the one who has good taste here. Maybe she's the one who has terrible taste and her family member
subjective.
Actually has good taste.
That's subjective. She's
right.
Just not her style. And so right. She's like, hey, how do I gently say thank you, but no thank you? in this situation. And then I mean, is she stuck with the couch set lamps and the nice dining room table?
Yeah, Kathleen says, see if you can exchange it for something that you actually like. Okay.
But then if that family member comes over.
Well, then you're just going to have to say, hey.
That it's different stuff than what they bought.
You could say, hey, we were going with a different decor in this room. And so that couch didn't quite go with it. I love it. But, yeah.
April says, I would just be honest. Sounds like they love you and they're trying to help. Maybe they don't realize you don't actually like the stuff. I just say something like, we really appreciate what you've been doing for us, but would it be possible to maybe go together to pick out the next item?
Yeah. See, I kind of like that. I like, yeah. Not to be presumptuous, but if there's going to be other gifts in the future, can I go with you? Because, we're thinking about, and if you want to be a little bit more, smooth around the edges, it could be, hey, we're thinking about changing up the style,
the decor.
Yeah, exactly. Not saying I hate it, but just, hey, we're just thinking of a change type of thing.
Yeah. Brittany says, I probably have the unpopular opinion here, but I wouldn't say anything. I would just keep accepting the gifts. You said you and your husband were just starting out. Let this family member buy the expensive stuff. And you can focus your money on things that you really need or things that you really want.
Yeah.
Or you can put it into savings.
I probably would do that.
And then when next time, then
just sell it all.
Sell it all. It's not going to fit in the new space.
Yeah. No, that's not coming with.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well,
I mean, me. Being, I don't like confrontation. That's probably what I'd do.
I know.
We need to live with it for a little bit.
Well, we're just going to have to move that to the back playroom area. They're like, hey, where's that lovely little piece of furniture that I got you?
But yeah, if it's a person that's going to come over,
yeah,
like they're going to notice if the things they bought you aren't in the place where they go.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you can't really put a dining room table somewhere else, bury it in the basement.
I mean, you just cover it with a tablecloth and you'll be fine.
Okay. Oh, ew. I'm just saying. How many people use tablecloths?
I have one.
You do?
Yeah.
That's in use all the time?
Yeah.
I bet it looks amazing. Does it change up with the theme of the season?
It does.
Okay.
It does.
Well, then that's cute.
See, okay, thanks, Kelly, for rolling that back. Oh, that's hideous. Oh, well, you know what? I guess I think that could probably work. It's just not my taste. All right, so there you go. Just have the... I feel like 90% of the time we're like, have the conversation. That's what you got to do.
Well, yeah, Brooke is just like, just be grateful, keep it, laugh about it with your spouse.
All right, well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy. All right, let's play a fun little game, shall we? The game is called Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Swifty Kim calling us from...
Swifty Kim!
I didn't even get where you're calling us from. Your house.
Swifty Land.
Oh, PRP. There you go. Swifty Kim, brown hair, 5'6", works for an insurance company, and is currently married. Oh, I'm so happy.
And a rabid Taylor Swift fan.
Yes.
That's why we call her Swifty Kim.
That's right. Now, Swifty Kim, you probably already know then that Ed Sheeran opened for Taylor Swift a long time ago, probably on her, Red Tour or something like that?
Yes.
They're friends.
Yeah, friends. There you go.
It's a Nashville show. You never know what will happen.
Yep, that's right. All right, Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly, explain how it all works.
So you're going to hear three stories. Your task is to determine, is the star of each story a little kid or a drunk adult?
You ready?
Yes.
Here we go. First one.
I gave my bestie the salon treatment and all of her hair fell out.
Whoops.
Gave my bestie a spa treatment, the hair fell out?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. That's tough. I don't know. I don't think I would let a drunk person give me a spa treatment. So I'm going to guess a little kid.
Okay.
or they're drunk hanging out going, guess what we need to do?
Let's do your hair.
I got this hair coloring set. Let's make you beautiful. I think it could be a drunk adult.
All right. So Kelly's saying drunk adult. Kim, you're saying little kid, right?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with little kid.
Okay.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, no. Drunk adult? Are you kidding me?
Me and a girlfriend were having a girls' weekend, and we decided that since guys sucked, we were going to pamper ourselves and do pseudo spa day, give each other treatments. She wanted a relaxing hair wash and blow out, like you get at a salon. Mm-hmm. When I poured out the shampoo and started to massage her scalp, she was like, "This isn't shampoo. Nope, not shampoo. It was Nair." You know what happened next?
Oh, no. She washed her hair with Nair.
How did you make that mistake?
Wow, I don't know, Kim.
Seriously.
They're drunk. They're drunk. Yes, exactly. No. All right, you're 0 for 1. Here we go. Next one, little kid or drunk adult. Okay.
I got stuck on an electric barbed wire fence while trying to sneak into a cow pasture.
Oh, but who hasn't, right? Who hasn't?
I feel like we've heard this story before, but I don't know if it was from her. How many people are doing this?
Kelly, it's Kentucky, you know? Maybe Southern Indiana.
I feel like somebody did this and wanted to pet a rabbit.
Yeah.
Remember that? Okay.
Well, here, let's hear Kim first.
I'm going to definitely say drunk adult for this.
Drunk adult. Okay.
Okay. All right. I'll go with you on that.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Oh, dang it!
Wow. Wow. 0 for 2.
Crash, me and my friend wanted to sneak in to see the cows, so we crawled underneath a barbed wire fence, and it got caught in the back of my shirt. And because we were little, my friend couldn't free me, so he had to go get our parents. And I had to lay there and keep getting shocked every few seconds until he got back.
Oh, my gosh. Kim, have you ever been, have you ever been shocked by, like, one of those barbed wire fences?
Thank God, no.
Yeah, neither have I. They sound painful, though.
I'm going to proceed with caution around those. Goodness.
But I think you're right, Kelly. I do think we've heard this story before. That sounds
yes.
very familiar.
Someone different. Yes, somebody.
Somebody yes. saw a rabbit and wanted to get there.
I feel like,
All right. Kim, you're doing terrible.
Just get one. Just get one.
Please.
Kim, this is going to be like an all or nothing for you. All or nothing.
Please.
Here we go.
All right.
All of our eggs in this basket.
Last one. Little kid or drunk adult.
I ran around the store screaming, "Weeder, weeder, weeder. I got weeder."
Oh, yes. Was that Kelly when she was just a little kid?
No.
Oh.
No.
Sorry.
It was last Tuesday.
I think it was. We have the proof of that. Like, we have the recording.
You're right. You're right. We do. We do have the proof.
I love wieners.
See?
Yeah.
There it is.
Love that button. That's a fun button.
Kelly, were you drunk when you said that? Or were you
it was not me. Can we establish this is not me? This is not me.
I mean, that has to be a drunk adult, right? Like, what little kid is, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
Kids today.
Kids today.
I mean, it could be a little kid just wanting some hot dogs.
Could
maybe.
Be.
Maybe.
We need an answer. The show ends, you know, in a couple hours here.
She said drunk adult.
Are you saying drunk adult?
Yeah, drunk adult.
Okay.
I'm going to go with her on that. We'll go down with the ship together, Swifty Kim, if we get this wrong.
Okay.
My mom was mortified.
Oh, no.
I was a little kid, and I went grocery shopping with her, and she asked me if I wanted anything, and that's when I kicked and screaming about how much, wieners! That is what I called them, apparently, and for whatever reason, on this particular day, I wanted to scream it from the mountaintop. Love this segment. Have a great day, you guys.
Oh, my gosh. Kim.
That's a 0 for 3. You goose egg, Kim.
You got none right. That's impressive. That's impressive.
We should have played Can't Beat Kelly. I always win at that one.
Oh,
you're right.
Okay.
It was just the wrong game.
It was the wrong game. That's what it was. Let's blame the game. We'll blame us.
Acknowledge this was the wrong game.
We'll just blame us, Kim, okay? Well, here, hang tight. We're going to hook you up with a prize anyways.
That was
all right.
A really fun way to lose. All
that was
all
a fun way to lose.
I love wieners.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right, Kim, you're a joy. Hang tight, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. All right. So we want to hear more of your stories, though, okay?
Yes. We need those stories to keep this bit alive.
Yep.
So send us a little voice note. Like, give us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email at BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
All right, there you go. Little kid or drunk adult on 99.7 DJX. The good news is we've got Ed Sheeran tickets to win all week.
Yay.
All week. Yep. So he's coming to Nashville in June of next year. We've got those tickets before they go on sale all week here on 99.7 DJX. If you've been blessed with getting wisdom teeth, you know, more than likely, you needed to have them extracted because your mouth isn't big enough for all that teeth action happening. So
that is the one way I lucked out. I never had wisdom teeth. No, yeah. I had lots of teeth pulled to avoid having braces. And then I had braces for 5 years and I had everything you could possibly imagine done to my mouth. Arch expander, face gear, you know, headgear, all the things. Yeah, but no wisdom teeth.
Yeah, I didn't have wisdom teeth either. But then
you didn't?
But then I
thought I was a unicorn.
But then I did wind up getting like just a little wisdom tooth start to form underneath the gum line. And it never is, it's not really ever popped out, but it's my upper X-rays. It's like, all right, you got one right there. And they're just kind of watch it. And it's one of those things that if we've got to do something, we got to do something. But otherwise, just kind of sit back and enjoy not having to have your teeth extracted, right?
But if you ever get to the point where you do have to do something about it, I'm going to need to be on the phone with you as you're coming out of anesthesia, or on the drive home, or need your wife to video that, because that's where magic happens.
That's the magic, right? Well, yeah. My daughter Sophia had to get her bottom wisdom teeth taken out on Friday. And so, you know, it was a thing where they just put her out. She woke up, teeth were gone, right?
But then it says you're coming out of that. Wait, when you're waking up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and you know, her sister was with her, so that was good, and drove her home, and she came to our house, so just to, because it's like one of those things when it's like you would want to be by a parent when,
well, yeah, you know, you're supposed like to be happen. Monitored for like 24 hours, yeah. Once you come out of anesthesia,
yeah, exactly, and so she was hanging out at our house, and just. She had gauze sticking out, yeah, of her mouth and her cheeks, oh, and all that stuff, and it was just, and then there was a moment when like she goes to the bathroom and then she kind of like passes out, and then her sister goes there, sees like brings her to, and then she passes out.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
The heck?
It was, yeah. And so I don't know if it was like a sister thing, a twin thing, or what, but it was like.
Someone puke, then you want to puke.
Right, right.
You
so,
puke? Yeah.
So we just get a text on the group thread. Yeah. So we just passed out. We're like, passed out like you were tired? And they're like, no. We're like, oh,
but
my gosh.
This is in your house?
Yes, in our house.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyways, it was kind of wild. And
well, thank goodness they didn't fall and like hit their head on anything.
No. I mean, my Sophia did kind of hurt her thumb a little bit. I think she might have like bent her thumb when she fell, but
ow.
Yeah. So
that sounds like very dramatic.
I know.
That's
a
lot of drama.
I know. And you and I missed out on all that.
Seriously, what were you doing?
Right. Well, I was at work, and then I get the text that they passed out, and I'm like, all right, well, I need to figure out how to get home. So
okay,
yeah. So I
they need
I,
more supervision than I thought.
Yes, exactly. Which you know, and then of course my youngest daughter Zoe was loving it too, because it was like, oh hey, do they need smoothies?
Oh, well, we should go then get them
we
that.
We should get them some.
And
yeah.
And get me one,
and
too.
And then get me one, too. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly, exactly. So what happened when you got your wisdom teeth out? Anything crazy happen when you were either coming out of anesthesia or, you know, you fall in the bathroom and break your thumb or whatever after you do that? So take some of those stories.
Kyle's got a good one.
All right.
Out the gate.
Take some of those coming up on 99.7 DJX. We'll play Miles Smith and your stories on the way on 99.7 DJX. So what'd you do when you were coming out of anesthesia, or what'd you do when you got your wisdom teeth taken out? My daughter got hers out over the weekend, and she's getting better now, but man, she was in rough shape there.
She was passing out. Her sister passing
out. Oh my gosh,
out.
I know. Everybody was passing out at my house. It was crazy.
That's crazy.
By the way, shout out to my mom who's listening. She commented.
Are the girls okay?
No, she said I had an out of body experience from the anesthesia when I got my wisdom teeth taken out.
Really?
I was at the ceiling watching them being taken out.
Oh wow!
Yep.
Like you floated above your body watching it.
Yeah, that's wild.
My goodness.
Them is some good drugs. Those are some good drugs.
Don't go into the light.
I mean, it was the 70s. Come on now.
Oh, my gosh. Kyle, I woke up from the anesthesia, asked the nurse if she wanted to be my prom date. I'm 28.
Hey, will you be my prom date? Date coming up, prom. That's nice, sweetie.
Okay, buddy.
That's nice. That's nice. Okay, okay. Why don't you just lay down here and go to the recovery room?
Olivia, I kept yelling, "Free Britney!" in the recovery room.
This is wild.
Britney!
The stories of you coming out of anesthesia when you got your wisdom teeth taken out.
Tammy, this is solid. Very solid. I asked my dad if we could swing by Taco Bell on the way home because cheesy gorditas heal faster.
You know what? I'm just gonna need a couple cheesy gorditas, you know, stick there in my gaps.
I'll be instantly better.
I think we'll be all right. No, let's not worry about the fact that I can barely chew. it'll be fine.
It's
it'll be fine.
It'll heal it all up.
Yeah.
Good as new.
Oh my gosh.
Jason, I called my ex and told her I forgave her for stealing my dog.
Aw.
I never owned a dog.
Oh. you know, there needs to be, and I think we all need to agree that there needs to be someone who takes the phone. Yes, takes the phone away.
When you make any calls right now.
When these experiences happen. Here, we'll do a few more, all right? All right, because we've had more responses than I thought, all right? 502-795-1997. We'll do one more round of what'd you do? What'd you do when you got your wisdom teeth taken out? Talking anesthesia stories here. My daughter got her wisdom teeth taken out, and she was had a rough go at it for a couple days. Natasha said, when I came out of anesthesia, I kept asking for my teeth, and the doctor told me that they incinerated them. So I started belligerently sobbing and screaming, I need my teeth. I need my teeth. Please, I can't be buried without my teeth.
Oh my gosh.
They came out of my body, they're mine.
Oh, bless her heart. Just you could just the heartbreak.
Right, the heartbreak. Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean? It's like the gosh. Jennifer Lawrence meme. Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Oh my goodness. Tattooed Mexican says, I've never been put to sleep with any tooth procedure.
Mm.
I was fully awake for all four times my wisdom teeth were pulled out. The dentist was prying. I could feel the tugging, lots of pressure. At one point, she climbed on me with one knee on my chest. I was 17.
Oh, no.
She did numb the area, but I saw everything.
Oh. Meredith said, I told my boyfriend he was the backup husband because apparently I'm marrying Harry Styles. Okay, that's fun. Got it. Renee said, I fell asleep on the couch with an ice pack, woke up, little brother had drawn eyebrows and mustaches all over my face with Sharpie.
Oh.
That's, you know what? Mom's got to be like, bro, get out of here.
Yeah, no, that is. Yeah. Oh, that is especially cruel.
Got another message from a listener, not wisdom teeth. That did stink. But when I got my tonsils out in middle school, I distinctly remember coming out at anesthesia. And my mom was taking pictures with an ice pack on my throat, oxygen going into my mouth. And I was just crying. I don't want to have my picture taken.
Yes.
Which, you know what? Valid.
Yes. Valid concern.
Yes.
Valid. Don't want anybody document me right now. I don't need that right now.
Mm-hmm.
I got another message on text. After a minor surgery, my husband was having a little sticky heart monitor pads ripped off and yelled, Kelly Clarkson!
Is that just from 40-year-old virgin?
The entire floor burst out laughing. That's what they said.
Did you hear us mistakenly quote Friends, thinking it was someone telling us a story, and it was actually a subplot of Friends?
I don't know.
And think, I can just do subplots of movies.
I can't verify their personal experience. We have this, a trust system here.
Yeah. Trent said, apparently I kept insisting I was a dragon and tried to breathe fire by blowing air on everyone.
That's great.
Jeez.
Oh, Leslie, I got mad at the nurse because she wouldn't let me keep my pulled teeth to make earrings.
Oh. Mallory said, my son just had to have his two bottom teeth pulled. He was upset. He woke up from anesthesia, said, those were my favorite teeth. Put them back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's just, again, it's a part of you.
Those were my favorite teeth. Oh. My favorite ones.
I know. What am I going to do without
them? Alicia said, my mom said I cried because I thought my tongue was gone and I was holding it in my hand. Or at least I thought I was. I was so out of it, LOL.
Why did I take my tongue?
Why did I take my tongue? It's in my hand. It's not in your hand. Alicia, it's not in your hand.
But I'm holding it. It's my hand.
Oh, my gosh. These stories. All right. We'll do one more.
Tell him I begged the nurse not to tell anyone I was Batman because my enemies would come after her.
What's wild is this is your subconscious just coming
yes.
out. Like, yes. This is you
like,
still.
How does your brain create that?
Right, exactly.
Yes.
All right, those are good stories.
Listen, don't tell anybody the Joker's going to come get you. Don't tell the Riddler.
Don't tell anybody. All right, good stories there on 99.7 DJX. So we thought we would do a little something. Can we make it spicy? You know, it's the local Nextdoor app notifications that you get, or maybe it's you're in a Facebook group about yeah. your neighborhood or the Ring notifications, things like that.
Sure.
Yeah. People ask some random things. We just find them, make them a little spicy.
Okay. Like, makes it a little more fun.
What's the deal with so many airplanes flying around?
Somebody post that. Like, they're going to be like, well, actually, this is why. It's just especially busy day at the airport because... Really? Really?
What's the deal with so many airplanes flying around?
Like, they expect someone's going to have an answer for that? I love it. I love it. Heads up. I got an email saying I got a package delivered.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't here.
Oh, no.
Update.
Oh, update.
I found it.
I don't know why that's so funny to me.
Just what a roller coaster, though, you know?
I know.
She's like, I know people are probably invested.
Right.
She's like, I got to tell everybody.
I got to tell them. Got to tell them.
Fine.
Hey, you know what?
Mystery solved.
Call off the search. Yes. All right?
We found. They probably had a search party. Yeah. Everybody was getting together, going porch to porch. Love it. That's closure.
Hey. Anybody hearing very loud music near Bowman Field by Seneca Gardens?
Is it a free show?
Maybe it's
Should
one of the
go?
Numerous music festivals that are within earshot.
Probably. Maybe they didn't get the memo that was going
right,
on.
Right, right. Music festivals happen. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, things like that. Can we make it spicy? We're just taking like Nextdoor and Ring notifications and putting a little spice on them.
Anyone missing a bird? A parakeet just landed on my veranda.
Now, to be fair,
my veranda? Sure.
Parakeets could be expensive. And they're probably not seen in the wild around here.
Got it.
So, to be fair to the poster, that was probably a legit one.
Okay. That's not your average bird flying around the neighborhood.
Anyone missing
on my
a bird?
Veranda.
Landed
like
on my
porch, back patio, whatever.
Veranda.
I've got a veranda.
Can we make it spicy? Loud boom near Clifton.
There's always booms. People always post about the booms.
Anyone else hear that? It's
like, again, they're going to need an instant answer.
Yeah,
someone with information on the boom.
Oh, shoot.
Please tell us what that is.
All right, one more. Can we make it spicy?
What's burning in J-Town? The smell is horrible.
Oh, no.
It smells like my ex-wife's attempt at chili.
Wow. Wow.
Did you have to put that last part? Did you have to, like, put your wife on blast?
Ex-wife.
I'm sorry. Ex-wife.
I was gonna
say, you have to put her on blast?
There's still feelings there.
Apparently.
There's still feelings there.
Anyway, just to get a little dig.
Still my
These
favorite.
People don't know his ex-wife, but fine. Well, maybe they do.
Yeah.
If they're the immediate neighbors.
Still my favorite. I got an email saying I got a package delivered and it wasn't here.
Update.
Update.
I found it. That tells me right there, it was there the whole time.
It was there, right. You're just looking in the wrong spot.
Yeah. Nobody took it. It wasn't delivered by mistake somewhere else.
All right, can we make it spicy? I don't know if we did or not.
I think we did.
Well, Kelly from Crescent Hill texted in and said, Ben, you're not at all sexy. Sexy voice is killing me. I'm going to take that as a yes.
As a compliment.
That's right. It's now time for a setting, the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, everyone's trying to earn a little extra money now, maybe have a little something on the side, a little side hustle, if you will. But if you can manage to make it through the day without selling your school district's lawnmowers on Facebook, then you're doing okay.
What in the world? Did they think they somehow had permission?
All right, so his name's Steven. This is... out of Akron, Ohio, right outside of Cleveland, right?
Okay.
So he sold 11 of the district's lawnmowers. He was going to get new ones, apparently. All right?
Okay.
But he did not have school board approval to do this first.
Yeah, you have to do that first.
Right. That hadn't happened. This from WOIO.
Akron school employee suspended after selling school lawnmowers on Facebook.
There's even a little bit of judgment from the news guy, too.
Yeah.
The board voting to suspend Stephen Keenan last week. According to the agenda, Keenan traded in 11 APS lawnmowers without the board's permission.
Okay,
So he could buy new lawnmowers for the district.
Okay,
Sounds so he legit. Wasn't trying to pocket the money.
Well...
he then bought 7 of the trade-in lawnmowers under a friends and family discount for about $5,700.
Okay.
He then listed 5 of them on Facebook for nearly $15,000.
he's going to try to make a little profit.
Yeah, he's trying to just say, hey, I might as well just earn a little money on this if I'm doing it, right?
I'm going through the trouble, so I should get a little reward.
Now, listen.
For the time and effort.
If you're like me... there was a lot of math, and I had to, like, listen to that several times before I got it. So if you don't get it, I'm not going to explain it to you, but just know it's not a good thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it. We need to get permission to sell the district stuff.
Come on, Facebook Marketplace? Really?
Yeah.
And you're going to go, oh, wow, that's kind of a neat mower. Why, you only want this much for it? Okay.
Like, was he having all these different buyers, like, swing by the school to check it out before they decide if they want to buy it or not?
And
that just feels like a lot of effort.
And
and
if you're the buyer, you're going... you're not questioning that at all?
Yeah, well, no. They don't.
No, they don't care.
I mean, if it's good enough for a school, good enough for my yard.
Right, I guess so. So there you go, setting the bar story. 99.7 DJX.
Bless his heart.
That is a bless
maybe
his heart.
Maybe he was trying to save the district some money. Like, maybe okay. In his mind. Okay.
All right.
He was smart.
Yeah, it's 99.7 DJX. This is something for you, Indiana, to, I guess.
That felt judgy. With your tone. Already, I'm out the gate. If I'm Indiana, I'm judged. I'm feeling judged. What now?
I guess according to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, Indiana has the best roads in the United States.
Well, look at that. See, you needed a bit. You know what? Now I feel like your tone is sarcastic because you're jealous.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah. Best roads in the United States.
Wow.
Yep.
That's quite a statement. And who has the task of driving all over every road in every state to make this determination? And how long did that take you?
Right. Right. So
that's where my brain goes to every time they come out with these declarations. Like, all right. How'd you determine that?
I don't know.
You
mean,
just like Google Earth it, like look at all the roads and all the states and all
probably,
those look better.
It's probably based on like repairs and things like that, not necessarily traveling themselves.
So they did the most work.
Yeah, maybe.
So we're going to go ahead and say
give them the crown.
That looks pretty good.
So yeah, wear that badge, Indiana. The best roads in the United States are right over there in Indiana.
What a crown to wear.
Yeah, what a crown. It's 99.7 DJX. If you missed anything from the show, podcast, great place to catch up. WDJX.com, tap, listen. And listen, you're going to learn about, what is it, snail
mucus? Snail mucus?
Snail mucus, something like slug mucus, maybe?
Yeah, snail excrement. Is it really the excrement, or is it just like
it's mucus.
Slimy exterior?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. You don't learn about that.
Either way, sounds pretty gross.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to slather it on your face because hashtag skincare.
We did do a little kid drunk adult, but then we also did anesthesia stories, which is kind of funny because Kelly from Crescent Hill texted in and said, I have to tell you guys something. We got in the car in the middle of the anesthesia stories, and my son said, drunk adult! That's definitely drunk adult! I was like, aw, baby, no. You thought you were playing little kid drunk adult with it.
That's great.
Yeah.
A lot of those stories could be one of those stories for sure.
For sure, yeah. And if you have a story that you thought, you know what, I could probably share that with them, just record it on your little voice note app and then send it to us at Ben and Kelly Show, and you could hear yourself premiered here on the Big 997. All right, what else, Kelly?
I think that's about it. You can see on the website, the Joe Bros stage was literally burning up. See what I did there? They have a song burning up. Yeah. And there was a little stage fire in Portland.
Okay.
Nobody was nearby. It was on an upper level. They got taken care of and went on with the show. But yeah, there was an opportunity there.
Opportunity.
That's exactly what the fan that posted it on TikTok said.
Yep.
The stage was literally burning up.
All right. So you can see that. WDJX.com. Guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.